This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 4th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. As the final tallies are prepared for sales for 2007, it's no longer a foregone conclusion that Airbus will take the airliner sales trophy. Boeing reports it finished the year with a flurry of orders. As ANN reported yesterday, Boeing closed a 12-plane deal with Vietnam Airlines for the 787 Dreamliner. But it now says it also completed a 100-plane deal with Dubai Aerospace Enterprise on New Year's Eve, and Brazil's Gol confirmed it will order 40 more 737s, with options for another 40. That would appear to boost Boeing's 2007 total to 1,398, by far a company record for a single year. The most recent Airbus numbers show 1,204 gross orders. That includes options and letters of intent through the end of November. That does not include Airbus's own 100-plane deal with DAE, which was likely finalized before the end of the year. Boeing was expected to reveal its official tally this week. Airbus will release its official 2007 sales numbers on January 16th. The worst fears of a small but loyal group of owners have been confirmed. Garmin International has announced to its dealers it will discontinue the GNS 480 GPS COM. Garmin says when the GNS 480 was introduced at AirVenture 2004, it was the first Gamma 3 WAS certified GPS COM. It offered a surprising level of features for its size, including hookups for a traffic advisory system and a basic flight management system that also displays Victor Airways. The 480 was also the first integrated GPS navigator approved to fly LPV glide slope approaches without reference to ground-based nav aids. Despite its features, the GNS 480 became superfluous within the Garmin lineup when the immensely popular GNS 430 and GNS 530 got WAS capability. Eclipse Aviation has its earliest roots in the technology sector and continues to exploit its expertise there. Eclipse announced on Thursday it will use a software suite from Right Hemisphere to develop illustrated instructions from the original 3D computer-aided design of the Eclipse 500 Very Light Jet. The software will help Eclipse generate manufacturing and maintenance procedures for use at its production facilities in Albuquerque and its service centers in the U.S. Right Hemisphere's fully integrated software suite is already used by over 500 companies and will translate the Eclipse 500's complex design into interactive production instructions. Reuters is quoting an executive at China Aviation Industry Corp. II in a report that the nation's two state-owned aviation units, commonly called AVIC 1 and AVIC 2, will be restructured to improve global competitiveness. While an exact timetable is not clear, the source told Reuters, quote, "A restructuring plan will certainly be announced sometime this year," unquote. AVIC 1 is currently developing China's first domestic regional jet and hopes eventually to challenge Boeing and Airbus. AVIC 2's focus is on smaller planes and helicopters. The China Daily said the restructuring is aimed at pooling resources to build a large commercial aircraft, with one plan envisioning the formation of a new company. Consolidation in the name of global competitiveness would be somewhat ironic. When AVIC was originally split into Units 1 and 2 in July of 1999, that move also was attributed to a need to be more competitive. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. 2007 was a safer year for aviation worldwide. Pakistan frees Palestinian hijackers who killed 22. And Boeing submits its final bid to build the KCX tanker for the U.S. Air Force. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Jim Campbell and Rob Finfrock comment on the top aviation stories of 2007. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.